Another week, another battering of the wheat prices. Kim, what is happening?
Well, you look at those KC contracts. You got the September went below $4 this week at $3.99, the D's at $4.27, the July at $4.77. You know, I've been talking to analysts, and they've just, I think, just thrown up their hands. I don't know an analyst that has picked the next bottom on wheat prices. And what we've been talking about is what's been going on over in Russia and Europe and the former Soviet Union countries.
What is that deciding factor? Is it the protein?
Well, I think the quality of the product and the quantity. You look at the at Russia, you know, they're having a record crop. They beat last year's record. They may produce over 3 billion bushels of wheat this year. They're the number one exporter last year. They're projected to be the number one exporter this year. They've got, you know, they're selling 12.5 protein. They're delivering those cargoes relatively easy. They even have a lower price for the 11.5. And then this week it came out that France's wheat, 92% of its 11.5 protein or better milling quality wheat, and the majority of it is 12.5 protein or better.
Who's buying all this wheat?
Well, Russia, it was announced their first sale to Venezuela, and if I did the calculations right, they're delivering 12.5 protein wheat, milling quality wheat, hard wheat, into Venezuela for $5.60 a bushel. You look at that market, normally belongs to U.S. and Canada. We normally export around 4.4 million bushels of wheat a month into Venezuela. Russia has a contract with an agreement with Venezuela to deliver 2.2 million bushels of wheat into there. So I think we're going to see France taking an export market that they didn't have last year, and I think we're going to see Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan taking additional export markets.
So what does that mean for U.S. and Oklahoma wheat?
Well, I think we're going to see our exports probably come down. Mm-hmm. When we do that, our ending stocks are going to go up. Hopefully the market's already taking that in consideration, and we won't see prices go much lower. It looks like they're building a bottom right now, but we said that 50 cents ago too.
When do you think everything will settle out in the world market?
Oh, I think, well, I started to say, I think as soon as we get a handle on what Russia and France is going to do, but I think we've already got a handle on that. We've got Australia that, you know, their production was projected to be 33% lower. Right now it's 25% lower. If that Australian crop continues to grow, and if we look at Argentina, if their crop was to grow, it could get worse.
Before the seeds are planted for grain this year, what advice do you have for those wheat growers in Oklahoma?
Put a pencil to it. I don't know that we can afford to plant those marginal acres. I think you've got to look at managing your costs. That's extremely important in getting that yield in there. And I think that Plant Soil Science, Brian Arnell and some of them, they have some good recommendations on how to lower your fertilizer costs and keep your yields up, or maybe even improve them. And I think that's important to manage those costs.
Okay, thank you much. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.